everybody for that. Please call 95, 96, and 97 together.
1095, create Rental Services Commission. 1096, appoint 13 members to the Rental Services Commission. And 1097, appoint 5 new members and reappoint 7 members to the Portland Housing Advisory Commission.
Colleagues, housing and tenants' rights have been a top priority for me, and I know for all of you. Meaningful public engagement has been a key part of our approach as we implement our strategic vision around housing access and affordability. To maintain transparency of and enable community feedback on the city's increasing role in tenant-landlord affairs, we needed to create a setting for the public to discuss these regulations and for a body to advise the city on these regulations. Therefore, we went through 2 different recruitment processes to rejuvenate our PHAC, our Portland Housing Advisory Commission, Portland Housing Bureau's BAC, which is our Budget Advisory Commission, and to institutionalize a new advisory body, the Rental Services Commission, or, of course, the RSC. I think we need to pass a subsidiary ordinance about acronyms. This new advisory commission, the Rental Services Commission, will advise the Housing Bureau Director, the Housing Commissioner, and the City Council on issues of rental housing law and regulations, landlord-tenant programs and services, and provide a forum for public input on rental housing. Along with the creation of this commission, we're making 13 initial appointments to this body, reinvigorating our Portland Housing Advisory Commission with 5 new members and reappointment of 7 sitting members. Both PHAC and the RSC, eventual advisory body to the Office of Rental Services, will provide a sounding board on the Portland housing policy issues. Today we have an invited panel. We have Director Kurt Krieger coming up first, and at the conclusion of his presentation, we'll have one more panel of invited testimony. Director Krieger, take it away.
Thank you very much. Members of City Council, Mayor Wheeler, Kurt Krieger, your Director of Housing. This is an opportunity for a base clearing home run. After a long morning of policy, we are bringing forward, as you indicate, a new commission, a Rental Services Commission. I think it's important that you recognize that the technical advisory group that is currently charged with dealing with the necessary policy improvements to the mandatory rental assistance, relocation assistance, will continue its work. We're not going to burden this new group with that assignment. It would that we already have a group that's impaneled. They will finish their work and will report to council as directed by Mayor Wheeler. The Bureau has been onboarding with the Geobond Oversight Committee, so we will use the first meeting to make sure that everyone is properly onboarded and that they will take up their charge appropriately. So 2 steps, Ordinance 1095, creating the commission, Ordinance 1096, appointing members to the commission. I'm sensitive to the discussion this morning about balance. And while we did not screen people for their tenancy and their tenure, we did look specifically at people who are sympathetic to renter concerns. And I'm confident in saying that over half, 7 of the 13 members, or 54%, are sympathetic to renter concerns. Many are renter advocates or legal service advocates. Although they themselves may own a home. And then with Ian Davey, representing Home Forward, a social landlord, our largest social landlord, one could reason, although that they have landlord responsibilities as well as tenant responsibilities, that we have a good, solid representation and a well-balanced group here. I know you've gotten comments about expanding the group or maybe different appointments. I would urge you to consider that if you make any different appointments, that you also expand the size of the group from 13 to 15, because this was a carefully constructed group, and swapping one person out, I think, could upset that balance. Be happy to respond to any questions you might have about those 2 items. Would you like me to speak to the PIAC as well?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Great. I'd be happy to. I would like to point out that our good friend and colleague Ed McNamara's name is misspelled. It's MCNAMARA. We have returning members, Sarah Zahn, Dyke Dame, Elisa Harrigan, Amy Anderson, Betty Dominguez, Maxine Fitzpatrick, and Nate McCoy. I would underscore the fact that the executive committee consists of Sarah, Dyke, and Elisa, so they're well-valued, longstanding members. And then we're reinvigorating the group with Cameron Harrington, as you probably know from Living Cully, Ramsey Waite, who has been very active throughout the region, throughout his entire career, and was, I think, in City Hall with Mayor Bud Clark many years ago, Hannah Holloway, Diane Lynn, and Ann McNamara. So we're very pleased that Portlanders are willing to step up and give so generously of their time and their talent. I report to the PHAC itself, and we'll be happy to meet with them at their upcoming meeting.
Very good, Director Krieger. And colleagues, I just received a note. We had an invited panel. As you can see, the individuals on the invited panel were also in the chamber this morning for the better part of 4 hours on a different item. They all have jobs that they need to attend to. So it's my understanding none of them are still here. Deborah MC, Katrina Holland, Elisa Harrigan, or Margot Black, or any of them present and would like to testify. We had one gentleman this morning who is actually being appointed to the Rental Services Commission. We allowed him to testify this morning. He couldn't be here this afternoon. Are there other members from the commission either who would like to have the opportunity to come on up? Please do so. Director Krieger, you can cool your heels. Commissioner Fritz.
I just had a quick question for Director Krieger. The code section doesn't say anything about term limits. We're about to discuss that in the next item, so I'm assuming that it can be amended.
Indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Hello. I'm Christian Bryant. I'm I own my own management company. I'm a property manager and president of the Portland Area Rental Owners Association, as well as the Northwest Real Estate Investor Association. With that said, I also do a lot of continuing education for landlords, and I'm a firm believer in the best way to be a profitable landlord is to be one that, you know, treats your tenants like people and, you know, respects their rights and makes sure that they feel at home. So, you know, I have the professional hat, also happen to be a tenant myself. I'm the second tenant that was referred to on the oversight committee for relocation ordinance. So I also feel like, you know, these, when we have these kind of issues that divides two groups that are really are need to have a symbiotic relationship, then, you know, we definitely need to approach this in a way that is, you know, fair for all those involved. We can't deny that there's a housing issue. And we need to make sure that, you know, we do try to, you know, create fixes that will actually, that will solve the problem for the long run as well as the short run. So I appreciate being invited to be on the commission. So
thank you. And we appreciate your willingness to serve. Thank you so much. Colleagues, any further questions before I open the door for public testimony? Commissioner Daly.
Mr. Bryant, thank you for your willingness to serve and congratulations on being appointed. And I'm going to resist asking you why you're a renter, which is the question that many of us
I have a
receive.
Great answer.
Yeah. I mean, given your...
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The question is, you know, why are you a renter given the field that you're in? And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely fair. So I am a renter because I run my own business, actually two, because I have a public speaking continuing education business where I go around the state and the nation do that. Also running two nonprofit associations, and I'm a single dad of 8 and 5 year old boys. So I don't have time to fix things. I don't have time to mow the lawn.
Okay.
I will happily pay more than what I would pay if I owned the place, just to know that no matter what, I can focus on all the stuff going on, keeping it organized, and whatever I need is one phone call away if there's a real problem, and I don't have to take that responsibility.
Fair enough. So. Thank you.
Christian, Commissioner Fish had to leave momentarily. He passed me a note. He wanted to know, what do you do in your spare time? Just kidding.
I do absolutely nothing. When I have spare time, I love my couch.
No,
I actually do a lot of hiking, except for when there's nowhere that's not smoky or on fire.
Awesome. There you go. Thank you for your service. Is there anybody else here who's on one of the is an appointee you'd like to speak? Very good. Any public testimony on any of these items?
No one signed up on any.
All right. Very good. 1095, please call the roll.
Udaly.
Well, first I want to thank Mayor Wheeler for following through on the promises he made to create an office specifically to manage renter issues in Portland. This is a really important step toward even greater service support and protections for tenants as well as landlords. Starting a new office is a huge undertaking, and I'm proud to work alongside other council members and a mayor who gets how important these issues are to individuals, households, and families in Portland. We know that we have a supply problem, and we are working on it, but more than that, we have a stability problem. We have a lack of rules, former lack of rules that help mitigate conflicts between two parties who are engaged in one of the most critical types of contracts, which is leases and rental agreements. The agreements made and the expectations set between owners and renters have devastating consequences when not done properly and when one side has very little power and the other holds most of it. My office will not relent on making sure that renter protections remain a top priority for this council until or unless such time as we see all Portland renters in safe and stable housing. Thank you very much to the organizations and the individuals who have stepped up to dedicate their time to serving on the Rental Services Commission and the Portland Housing Advisory Commission. I look forward to working with you. I vote aye.
When Meg Wheeler told me that he was going to form this commission, I was a little taken aback because we hadn't actually got the office yet, and I was wondering who was going to staff it and all that. The more I thought about it, Mayor, the more I really appreciate you bringing the community in before we've got all those details worked out so that they can help advise on how to set up the office. And I also appreciate Director Krieger assuring us that he's going to be able to manage it at least for this fiscal year within its current budget. So I'm very enthusiastic about this. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Mayor Wheeler also for setting up this Rental Services Commission. It looks like an outstanding group of individuals, and I'm sure we'll benefit from their advice. Aye.
Wheeler.
Good work, everybody. Aye. Ordinance is adopted. I'll entertain a motion on 1096.
So moved. I'll second.
Commissioner Saltzman moves. Commissioner Fritz seconds. Any further discussion on 1096? Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
So this is to appoint those 13 members. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The appointments are approved. Congratulations to everybody on the Rental Services Commission. We look forward to amazing things from you in the weeks, months, and years ahead, and know that you have very willing partners here on the Portland City Council. I'll entertain a motion on 1097 to appoint 5 new members and reappoint 7 members to the Portland Housing Advisory Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Saltzman moves. Commissioner Fritz seconds. Any further discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll. Carla.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
There's some really amazing people who have agreed at your invitation to step up on this. Cameron Harrington, who's an anti-displacement coordinator of Living Cully. Ramsey White, I had to call him out. He was chief of staff to City Commissioner Gretchen Kafori. And I'm sure she's looking down on us and so happy that the housing is getting such great attention under Mayor Wheeler and Commissioner Udaly and myself and Commissioner Saltzman. We are all very dedicated to make... And Nick as well, but he's not here. So thank you, Mayor. So there's like Diane Lynn, who was in charge of the Office of Neighbourhood Involvement, and Multnomah County Chair, Ed McNamara, who worked with various mayors and has just done some wonderful low-income housing. So I just appreciate everybody who's being appointed. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yes, these are outstanding appointees, and they join a group of people who are already very dedicated to Portland housing issues who are currently serving on the Portland Housing Advisory Committee. Pleased to support their addition. Aye.
Wheeler.
I want to thank everybody who is stepping up to serve. Aye. The report's accepted and the appointments are approved. Next up.